winning of the league. We're going to do some fate tempting here.
Fuck off with your fate.
Yeah. Do you want me to not go there? Do you want me to not go there?
I mean, I've done it all about. You can do what you want. I'm fucking saying nothing.
Oh. Well, that's a useful. Okay. I'm the only one, I think, around. Yeah, I am the only one around this table who was sentient enough when we last won it, and even a few times before, a number of times before that, to know what it feels like. And I'm sort of watching you.
Tell us, Rob, what's it like?
I'm watching you thinking that there's going to be some big, mad moment where you're going to have the greatest day of your lives. And actually, the only way that's going to happen is if this unravels and then we pull it back. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know the winning of the league. If we're going to win the league and win it really nicely the way we wanted to win it, we've won it. And you know the winning of the league, the best it's ever going to feel is the night it did at Leicester. I'm just going to tell you all that. The rest of it will just be anticlimactic.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I know you don't.
Thinking about what if, when if, there comes a point in this season whereby you're almost on standby. I've already tried to explain this to my wife. I'm like, look, there comes a point whereby at the drop of a hat, I've got to go. Because
yeah. 3 months.
Because Leicester might be getting beat 1-0 by fucking whoever away on a Tuesday. Yeah. By the way, what? You're having your fuck on out the door and whatever you've got on to town, or the equalised towns come back. Do you know what I mean? What there comes a point where you've got to go and watch however many football games a week because you want to be with your mates when it happens or whatever. It's almost impossible to imagine what you will do because it could come on a Monday night and you're fucking in Sainsbury's.
You drop everything and you don't know why or when it's going to happen.